vetoes and overrides as the Oklahoma legislative session wraps up, an update on efforts to roll back Medicaid expansion, and new numbers on homelessness in Oklahoma City. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, May 8th. I'm Hannah France. Governor Kevin Stitt vetoed a bill this week that would extend the life of Oklahoma's Educational Television Authority to 2031. Lionel Ramos reports it's among the latest of about two dozen vetoes so far.
Government shouldn't fund public broadcasting, Stitt says in his veto message. He points to the survival of PBS and NPR after Congress cut their funding, as proof public media can survive without being a state budget line item. Even though he signed a budget including a $2.8 million appropriation to OETA for the 2027 fiscal year. The bill is one of at least 24 others that Stitt has vetoed. The House has overridden seven vetoes so far, including the one ending OETA. And Speaker Kyle Hilbert says it's unclear how many more will come up.
You know, it is peculiar because normally when you do veto overrides, both chambers have conversations ahead of time.
This time, the Senate is adjourned until next week, which leaves some bills and potential overrides in the air. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Additionally, the Oklahoma House voted to override Governor Kevin Stitt's veto of a bill requiring governors to notify successors before leaving the state. House Bill 4434 would require 24 hours notice before out-of-state travel and include departure and return times with exceptions for emergencies. In his veto message, Stitt called the requirements, quote, impractical, and said modern technology allows the governor to remain in charge while outside Oklahoma. State law prohibits the governor from conducting state business while out of state. Lawmakers say the measure would improve communication after legislative leaders said they were not notified when serving as acting governor. The House approved the override by a vote of 86-4. It now moves to the Senate for consideration. Oklahoma representatives replaced the language in a Senate resolution with an ongoing proposal that would send Medicaid expansion back to voters. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on Republicans' latest effort to gain control over state Medicaid spending.
Senate Joint Resolution 50 would ask voters to decide whether to remove Medicaid expansion from the state constitution and place it into statute. There, it can be amended or repealed. But that would only happen if the federal government stopped paying 90% of the costs for expansion. House Speaker Kyle Hilbert says this maneuver was the only way to get the sought-after state question on the November general election ballot before lawmakers adjourn. He says this is because the Senate abruptly gaveled in and out for the week on Wednesday.
Ultimately, I believe that should go on the ballot, and hopeful that will be the case.
The measure passed with a vote of 69-18. Elk City's Nick Archer was the only Republican who voted against it. It now returns to the Senate. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
And Oklahoma City officials are reporting the first decline in homelessness in 4 years. Sierra Pfeiffer has more on data from the city's 2026 homelessness survey.
1,867 people were counted in this year's point-in-time count. It's an annual survey of homelessness required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. It's a 1% decrease from 2025. Jamie Caves is the city's homeless strategy implementation manager, and she says she's optimistic it's the start of a downward trend.
Well, 1% is a modest number. I can't emphasize enough how big of a win this is for our city. This is the first decrease since 2022 when our community had significant pandemic-era resources.
Guidelines for federal funding streams are changing, but Cave says the city is prepared to stay the course. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
For additional news throughout the day, visit KGOU.org and follow us on social media.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.